B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mainey, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mainey, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mainey, Roy, and Loren.
Nicole off the air.
I tell you, it's the new thing to get behind.
First, it was Joaquin Phoenix at the Oscars talking about save the dairy. Let the dairy die is the hashtag that everybody's using. And then Bernie Sanders got his speech got interrupted by some woman who took her top off, producer Nicole, and was doing let the dairy die.
And I'm so confused by that slogan because is my dairy alive?
Yeah.
The idea is to let the dairy die means, like, let the dairy die, get your dairy somewhere else. Don't use the cows.
Yeah, let the industry die, I guess.
That's what that means?
Because Bernie supports the dairy industry.
Roy's like, let the dairy die. I've got a hamburger. What do you mean? It's already dead.
Yeah, come on. I always buy my meat dead. Like, I'm pretty sure I've never bought a live cow, dude.
I'm part of the movement. I'm letting the dairy die.
All confused. I'm like, I'm with you. No one should be buying cows from Publix, okay?
And then I got a buddy of mine, a neighbor, who was like trying to get us to all go in on a quarter cow so we all get the meat and store it in our freezer. He's like, I got a friend that'll give us a good deal. And he's like, that'll last you all winter if we all just chipped in. And I'm like, really? What do you do? He said, you leave a cooler out front and they deliver it.
That's like some of my back home.
I was going to say, Mr. Roanoke.
Yeah, I know. We used to have the milkman come and you'd have to have a freezer outside and he'd put your eggs and milk in. And I always thought that was pretty funny.
This person who interrupted the Bernie Sanders campaign speech in Nevada said, Bernie, I'm your biggest supporter and I'm here to ask you to stop propping up the dairy industry and to stop propping up animal agriculture. I believe in you.
Yeah, but animal agriculture does quite a bit for this country, no?
They then took their tops off. Listen, I go beyond that.
Did they really take their tops off?
Oh, yeah.
Look at her. They're just flying out.
Now they let the udders out. The crowd started chanting, Bernie, Bernie.
Oh, God.
I don't know what the tops have to do with anything.
I don't know.
I guess to get attention.
Because it's if you put it into, like, human terms, it would be, like, the man grabbing at your girls.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's what's going on this weekend. We got to get to our weekend in 30 seconds. But how about a Monday morning song to get us in the mood?
This reminds me of being in the summer.
This is kind of a summer song.
By the pool, jamming to this.
Yeah. Calvin Harris, Pharrell, KDP. It's Monday with MRL on President's Day.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren, I got something written down that I want to talk to you about. Roy, we got something written down that we want to talk to you about. Nicole, we've got something written down on today's show that we want to talk to you about.
It's just a big show involving all of us.
And then I have to do something today, too.
You get a little bit of everyone.
You really do. But give us your weekend in 30 seconds.
So this weekend, it was very, very busy between Valentine's Day and I have some friends that's going to be leaving town, so they came over for a big shindig. And then we had the singles party, Valentine's Day.
Yep.
So I started the night.
You had an event on Friday, you and Nicole.
So much. I got to write that stuff down, too. Because Nicole almost had to jump over a 15-foot wall. There's so much to get to. But at one point Saturday, because it started with a singles party, and then I had a Mario Kart with, it's playing Mario Kart while drinking, with my friends. And so I drank a little.
Yeah.
A little too much. And then Sunday, I have to be Mr. Realtor, you know. Mr. Let's go look at houses. And I realize, you know, what we do is fun, you know, and we have fun on the weekends. And then, like, real estate's very professional. So here I am, 8:30 in the morning Sunday, and I'm on a very important call with about a deal. And this girl's giving me information on a house, and I'm muting my phone, puking in the toilet. And so I'd wipe myself on mute, and I'd be like, yeah, no, that's really good. Here's what I think we should do. And then whenever she would talk, I'd mute my phone and start puking again.
Oh, my God. Roy.
I was so hungover.
What were you drinking? Just beer?
That's hilarious.
We did Trulies and Fireball the night before. Oh, it was bad.
Oh, man.
It was a bad mix. And then I think a lot.
And then she's like, boy, this Roy is so professional. He's very quiet on his side.
Yeah.
I'm like walking through these houses, man, going up steps. I'm sweating. I'm like not handling life well. I'm driving down there. It's cold outside. I'm driving with the windows down, you know. Trying to be all professional.
How long were you out with them?
Well, listen, I was appointments all morning till I finished it up probably about 3 p.m. that day.
Oh, my God.
All morning until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
See, this is a job you could, if you didn't feel great after partying too much the day before, you can come in and pull this off.
Of course, not real estate.
How about you, Ren?
So I know we're going to talk about this later, but I did something with my family over the weekend, like my entire family, and it was hilarious. And then the other part to my weekend, which I thought was going so well, is completely backfired on me. We're potty training Cash, and I thought we were doing so, so well.
Yeah, regression.
Like, complete regression. Like, can't even get him into the bathroom regression. Like, he gives zero of anything. Mm-hmm. He's going number two in his pants. Mm. Like, zero. So, I'm like, I don't even know what to do at this point. And he was so, like boisterous and whiny and,
there's
like,
blogs
just
and
mad all weekend. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, there's blogs and YouTube videos and stuff you can look at, I'm sure. There's people out there that, yeah, for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get into that. But by the way, the other thing that Loren's talking about that we're going to get into at like 6:40 this morning is she went to an alpaca event this weekend, which according to our text messages and DMs was a pretty big deal up in Concord.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. Yesterday, last night my son slept over grandma's house, my mom's house, because there's no school today.
Uh-huh.
And, Amanda and I looked at each other and we said, I want a good meal. So we went to Elios Noche on Providence
yeah,
Road.
It's wonderful.
Love that place, right? And I was in the mood for their lamb burger, and there you have this olives thing, and that's all I could think about. So Ruby is a lot different than my son Dean. You could take Dean to a restaurant and he'd sit and hang even at a year and a half like Ruby is. We got to the restaurant. Dean was gone to my mom's. We had Ruby. We were like, we can do this. The waitress brought a high chair over. Ruby wouldn't get into the high chair and screamed. I looked at Amanda. She looked at me and she goes, should we just bail on it? I said, let's just bail on it. It wasn't even crowded. There was like five couples there eating, and I didn't want to make a big deal. It was early. It was only going to get more crowded.
Yeah.
So we went to the bar where we ordered our to-go food and then just took it home and ate it.
That's been fun. There.
Yeah. I mean, like, we knew right away as soon as she wouldn't sit in her chair. So
100% been there.
Yeah, you know, that was fun. Also, I had a neighbor knock on my door.
Oh.
Yeah. He apparently spotted that I was getting some work done in the backyard and wanted to know who the contractor was.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have, my doorbell doesn't work. So when people knock on my door, they just sit and look through the side window.
Oh, to see if you're home.
Well, they see us and they're like, you know.
Why aren't they answering?
I don't know why they don't knock.
Oh, wait, they don't knock. You just look out and there's someone looking back in.
Yeah. So,
that's terrifying.
I mean, the way my house is set up, my front door is pretty open to the house.
I don't like that at all.
Roy is destroyed by that news.
I am. You tell me there's a man just peering into my windows?
Not only that, Dean goes, Dad, some guy's at the front.
Oh.
So anyway, I was a neighbor, nice guy. I gave him all the information, but.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, last night was the All-Star Game, Roy, the NBA All-Star Game in Chicago.
Yeah, I remember the hoop challenge was this weekend.
So Saturday night was like the 3-point contest and the dunk contest.
That's it, dunk contest.
Yeah. We have to give congratulations to...
Find the name. No one knows that you're trying to find
the
name.
Was it Miles Bridges that was the MVP? Yeah. Miles Bridges was the MVP for the freshman slash the rookies play the second year players in a game on Friday night.
Okay.
And Miles Bridges of the Hornets was the MVP of that game.
Well, good for him.
The Rising Stars Challenge. Thank you, Nicole.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so congratulations to our hometown guy.
Sweet.
Now, last night in the actual All-Star game, where Team LeBron played Team Giannis, Chaka Khan, you know this woman?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She sings Feel For You and a couple other 80s songs. She sang the national anthem, and it drove social media nuts. And here's why.
Oh, say does so spangled the
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, it ain't that bad. And then it got bad.
She made it her own. A lot of people are saying that she did worse than Fergie did years ago.
Oh, remember that whole thing?
Fergie's rendition wasn't good either. I don't know. Like, how do you guys feel about the national anthem being changed? I don't really care that much.
Being changed?
Yeah, being changed.
Like, what does that mean?
Like, that's not the typical way you sing the Star Spangled Banner. It's supposed to be like, happy birthday to you, and everybody knows how to sing that.
I'm fine with people putting their personal spin on it.
Whatever's the less amount of time, just wrap it up, you know?
Yeah.
We don't need to spend 5 minutes on the national anthem. I get it.
That definitely went over 2 minutes.
Yeah. Chaka Khan showing her range. Yeah. Way to go, Chaka. All right. I wanted to play that for you guys. Up next, we're going to talk about Loren's little trip this weekend. What did you do on Saturday?
I went to an alpaca convention. Who knew they even existed? I'll tell you what happened, including how my mom embarrassed me. Coming up in 5 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania War and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kids 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Don't worry, you guys. You're not missing anything. We're just catching up on the weekend and things that we missed on TV. All right, what's going on in your world, Loren? Tell us about the alpaca weekend you had.
Yeah, so I went to, I think it is the Southeast largest alpaca convention in Concord this weekend. Who knew? But apparently my mom knew because she made a whole weekend of it. She flew up here for Valentine's Day, had Valentine's Day with her boyfriend, wanted the whole family to go to the alpaca convention on Saturday. And when I say the whole family, I mean like Dallas, myself, Cash, Elena, Elena's friend, my mom, her boyfriend, our buddy Timmy, their three daughters, and her and his mother-in-law, too.
That's a posse. Like,
seriously, we were deep. So we get to this alpaca convention, and it is everything that you would think an alpaca convention would be.
Oh, just tons of alpacas everywhere.
Yeah. And apparently,
600,
like,
it says here.
Yeah, I think there was probably even more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
But they had all these fans going, you know, because the alpacas are real furry. So in each, like, corral, there was this fan, and all the alpacas, like, had their face up to it. And they're having, like, these alpaca shows where they're, you know, getting blue ribbons and...
What's the point of it? Is it for farmers to come buy alpacas?
No.
Okay.
Which is where I was a little embarrassed because my mom was walking around trying to buy alpacas.
Oh.
She lives in a condo on the beach in Florida.
I know. But she wants therapy alpacas or llamas.
I had a therapy llama when I had an accident.
Right. She wants, so her boyfriend owns this crematory and she wants them for the crematory, which is a great idea. Except for she's walking around going, I want to make a capital purchase. How much for the llama? You know? And I'm like, Mom.
No go, though, huh?
No, you can't buy them there.
I like the idea that you get it as a therapy animal for the funeral home. Someone comes in grieving. They have to, you know, make the decision of casket and the cremation and all that. And they're like, hey, listen, if you want to go out back after you make the decision...
And what do you do with the therapy llama? Do you hug on it?
They're around.
Yeah, Roy knows. He had a therapy llama.
I know, but do you, like a lot of times people who are dealing with death need, like, a hug or need to hold something?
You know, I saw one pick up a kid's pencil once. That's about as much as it did.
Okay. Now, they're supposed to be like pretty docile and like gentle, but they will move you with their necks.
You rub them.
Says here some of the events at the alpaca convention. A spinoff contest, fiber arts competition, photography contest, free seminars on farm business and crafting with alpaca, alpaca selfie booth.
Yep. Oh, we did that.
Live demonstrations, fine art, yarn, clothing, alpaca clothing for sale. Did you get an alpaca shirt?
I got an alpaca like head wrap that I'm going to wear to Beach Mountain this weekend.
So it's literally just for people to come and enjoy alpaca.
Yeah. If you want to see pictures, I've got them at KissLoren951 on Instagram.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Did Cash like it?
Oh, he loved it.
Oh, good.
And there's like a touch zone and a no touch zone for the alpacas. So we had to explain to Cash, you can only like pet the body and the neck. Don't touch the face.
Oh.
Did you see anyone get spit on?
No.
No?
Okay. Surprisingly.
You didn't spit on anybody?
Nope.
Okay, good. Good. That's a good start for you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Uh-oh. So, that music can mean one thing.
Is that our We Lost Our Contestant music?
It's time for a game music.
Oh.
I don't know. What happened to our contestant, Nicole? She hung up, so let's give it away to someone else.
Listen, we have a thing in there that if you have a bad phone connection, we got to move on.
If that other person who hung up wants to go, I'll pay for her ticket, but let's give away some passes to come party with us. 80s weekend, Beach Mountain. We got your tickets right now to our 80s party on Saturday night. And by the way, if you're up in the Watauga, Avery County area, come party with us anyway. Tickets are just $10 to get in, and we had a blast last year. An absolute blast. And you get ski lift passes plus tickets to the party Saturday night. Call now, 704-570-9595. Grab someone to play, and then, because I have this game that we made. It's called Presidential Factor Bullcrap, Loren.
The passes, by the way, are only good for this weekend, right? So you have to be able to go this weekend.
Yeah, you want to come to the 80s party and ski during the day and come party with us at night, and then leave Sunday, go home, and get your rest for Monday. That's the plan. Although I might have just gotten the okay to go up on Friday night now. Yeah.
Wow.
My mother-in-law's coming into town, and Amanda's like, just go. We'll hang. Just the girls and the kids.
All right, I'm really excited to play this game because I don't know much about the presidents, and I'm very interested to see
me neither
how much our listeners actually know about our presidents. But it's called President Fact or Bullcrap on President's Day. Let's welcome Anissa from Waxhaw to the Bainey Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So we are going to play this quick game for you, okay? It's going to be a lot of fun.
Happy President's Day. That's why we're playing it, by the way. It's not just random.
No.
Yes. Okay. All right, Anissa, are you ready? Say whether it's fact or crap, okay?
Okay.
George Washington had wood teeth.
Crap.
That's what she says. I thought it was fact, but it is indeed crap.
Really? Oh. I thought it was fact, too.
Despite the popular myth, his dentures weren't made of wood. They were made of hippopotamus ivory. Bone, animal, and human teeth.
Wow.
All right, so she's got one. James Monroe was the shortest president at 5'4" and only 100 pounds. Is that fact or crap?
I don't even know that president. So,
okay. You weren't alive for him. That's okay. Fact is right.
Wow, he was small.
Look at you.
Yeah, everyone was real small back in the day.
Yeah.
Speaking of what your body looks like, William Taft was a little overweight as president. Fact or crap, he got stuck in the bathtub inside the White House.
Crap,
you're right. And I thought that was a fact.
I thought that was a fact, too.
You're a really good, meany BS smeller.
Yeah. All right, last one. This one's good. Jimmy Carter once appeared in an edition of Playboy. Is that fact or crap?
Oh, it's a 50-50.
President Carter, did I show up in Playboy magazine?
We would have heard about it. Crap.
You're going to say crap. Okay. You did really well up until that one.
Wow.
That is a fact. And listen to this. It was an article about him, and he was quoted in the edition of Playboy as saying, I've looked at a lot of women with lust. I've committed adultery in my heart many times.
Wow.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Okay.
All right, Anissa. We'll see you this Saturday night. We're really excited for you to come party with us up at Beach Mountain.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, well, come find us, okay? Make sure you say hi to us, all right?
Okay,
all right, I got some extra questions to play presidential factor.
We'll set up on the side, because that's fun.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nature on WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
Got to give a shout out to 254 who texted and said, okay, MRL, happy Monday. Let's have a good day. I'll be listening on my drive to Pickens, South Carolina today. You guys are the best.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you and to everyone else who's working today or out and about this morning. We are the Meeting Roy and Loren Show on President's Day.
Which I had a friend say he was off for George Washington's Day. And I was like, whoa. Really?
You know, car dealerships run that. And it's either like Abe Lincoln in a car or George Washington in the car. Like, they're the only two presidents we've had.
And I'm like, George Washington's Day? I was like, okay. I've heard it was something else. Okay.
Hey, dude, on Friday, we talked to you and you said you had a surprise in order for your partner Sterling for Valentine's Day. But you didn't tell us what it was.
Right.
And you blocked me on social, so I don't know what it is.
Right. Yeah, see, now you wish you were nicer to me so I can unblock you.
Oh, I must have been unblocked because I saw.
You were unblocked. I'm the only one left on the show that's blocked because I said he's a vague booker. But anyway.
It was very last minute. I dropped the ball with Valentine's Day, and I didn't make any dinner reservations. And so I was trying to find what can we do that night that'd be special, and everything's booked. So from food to even events, like everything is booked up that night. So I decided to do a paint and wine night in the house.
Great idea.
So I bought on Amazon these like $10 stands and these cheap canvases and whatever paints that I could find. And then I also bought, we also brought in some cameras, the phones that we use in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like phones so we can watch YouTube videos above our paintings.
Of what you're going to paint.
Yeah, it's like a stand holding a phone.
Now, the nude male model, was he expensive or
you know,
the
so,
guy you painted?
It's so funny you say that because Sterling's mom was wondering if we were getting a nude male model too. And I'm like, what? No, we're not getting a nude male model.
It's Valentine's Day. Who knows where the night goes from there?
What did you paint?
I think it was like a tree with a sunset. Which mine was clearly the better one.
Dean did that on Saturday morning.
Listen, let me tell you, we found the most beginner YouTube video. And it was really funny is because we didn't have a trainer. We literally had to watch through YouTube. So we had to go through like these, all right, I'm falling
steps.
Behind, Sterling. I'm falling behind, so we'd have to pause the video. But we had to pause it in sync. So I'd be like, all right, pause your video in 3, 2, 1. And then we'd pause it. And then I'd be able to catch back up. I'm like, all right, let's play the video again in 3, 2, 1. Because we had to make sure both of our videos, we had a camera on each canvas.
Instead of having two separate videos, why not just put one in the middle that you guys could both share?
Didn't have that much counter space.
Okay.
I had to use the area for the paint.
Ooh,
to
you
go in the area.
Should have talked to your realtor about getting more counter space in your new house. So
budget.
Nicole, can we post a picture? Can you send her a picture to post at the MRL show? Because I haven't seen it. I want to see what the paintings look like, and so does everyone else.
You really haven't seen it at all? Are you
no.
still that blocked? I mean, I kind of did it as a funny thing. I think
I'm blocked. I don't see you at all.
I saw it on yours, and I saw it on Sterling's.
Yeah, it was a wonderful time.
What kind of paint?
Acrylic.
Is that the kind that Bob Ross used, where you put it on the palette?
I don't think so.
He might have used watercolors.
I don't know. No, it wasn't watercolors.
You used
acrylic.
Yeah, I used acrylic. I don't know what he used because he had like a knife to make trees,
yeah.
And I never did that.
Okay.
You can do that though with acrylic paint.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you have to build it.
I know that at the beginning of the video because I did not plan for the video to match the paint color set that I bought, and so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
She immediately starts off this thing going, all right, let's go ahead and take our titanium white and our midnight blue. And I'm like, oh,
pause.
Don't have any of that. Midnight blue.
So one of the things you talked about on Friday, and Loren, you remember this, was that Sterling was going to be home. So the surprise was going to be hard for you.
Yeah.
You were going to make him sit in his office. And so how did that setup go? And then how was he surprised?
I made him lock in his office because I had to put down construction paper on the floor and everywhere in the kitchen. Look like probably... While I was setting up, looked like I was planning for a murder because I was covering everything so that in case paint spilled, it was an easy cleanup.
You don't know this, but people that like sports, if a team wins the championship, they cover all the locker rooms so that when the champagne comes out,
right,
nothing gets wet.
We pretty much did that. You would have thought that I was like, what's that show Drex where the guy...
Dexter.
I was doing that in the kitchen. And then even to the point where he would go out to use the restroom, I escorted him to the bathroom to make sure he wouldn't see this elaborate setup that was going on.
He seemed like he loved it, though. Like, when I saw his social media, he was like, this is the best Valentine's Day ever.
Oh, that was very nice. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then he got me this book with him and I in it. That's very customized.
See, Sterling and I are friends on Insta. We follow each other, but he didn't post about it.
Maybe he blocked you, too, and you don't know.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at it. The last picture he posted was on December 12th.
No, I saw it in the stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't catch Sterling's stories.
He's a story guy, but I'll send you some photos, bud.
Okay. I'd also be interested in checking it out at the MRL show on Insta.
Well, I'll put it up everywhere.
Perfect. We want to see your work. Maybe we'll bid on something.
Why don't you
donate one of those to...
Donate?
Yeah, we'll take the money and put it towards our Secret Santa for Levine.
Well, we did have... It was a lot of fun because some people were trying to pick out who did it better because him and I did the same thing. And I just sent you the photo, Manny, so you can look too. But I truly believe I was better. And him and I had a whole war all night long about who did the better painting. So it was a wonderful time.
Thank you to Matthew who texted and said Bob Ross uses oil paints.
Oil, okay.
So that's your next step, Roy.
Okay.
You know what's interesting, though, about Valentine's Day? Those are good, dude.
Yeah. I just sent him the photo, which, by the way, we're getting it posted right now on Instagram at the MRL show as well.
I'm going to say you're the one on the left, because one tree has leaves and one tree doesn't.
What? I think they're just smaller leaves.
Okay.
Oh, buddy, I was the one on the right. Did you think the one on the left was better?
Yeah, it's a little more vibrant.
Oh, that's his.
But it's not a competition.
Yes, it is.
It's Valentine's Day. You can't make it a competition.
Oh, yeah, he even signed it. Sterling didn't sign it. Oh, yeah, Sterling did sign his.
I signed mine in the bottom row.
Yeah. One thing that we need to dive into further on in the show when we have some more time is Valentine's Day has become sort of like Christmas for people.
Where they go all in on gifts?
And the gifts aren't even romantic leaning. Like, who was it that was telling us that they got somebody a laptop?
Yeah, I'm not about that.
Like a pro MacBook.
Yeah, no, that's weird. It's got to be sentimental. That's the whole point of the day.
Right.
It's to be romantic.
And then somebody was like, they got me a MacBook Pro, and I got them, like, four new tires for his car.
You're supposed to put roses on the bed and, you know.
That's what I thought. But we'll discuss that later on in the show, like people that got non-romantic gifts on Valentine's Day.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Marco!
Hello?
Marco! Yeah, Marco, you're supposed to say polo. That's how that works.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Mr. Brown, you a Senseless Bureau. You're on a recorded line. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
One reason why I'm calling you is that we've got to wrap up this paperwork here, and I know some questions were left blank, and I thought I could call you, knock them out over the phone instead of getting all the paperwork sent in. Is that fine? Can I just ask you some questions? Is skipping rocks in the creek considered something like witchcraft? Like, what's the science behind that crap?
Witchcraft? I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I don't know what...
Okay.
I don't know nothing about that, sir.
Have you ever considered that your future self is talking crap about you?
I can't even begin to try to wrap my head around that.
Well, Marco, I don't want you thinking too much here. Let's move this thing along. Did you know that you can't snap your fingers inside your mouth?
Who would want to? That's...
You try to do it? I can't do it. It hit me.
Oh, you're trying to do it right now. Okay.
Listen, if the Earth is flat, why haven't all the kitty cats knocked everything off the edge already?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Some nuts out there think that the Earth is flat, but
oh,
I
you know
that proves it wrong.
I do.
Oh, you think the Earth is flat, and you work for the government, and you think the Earth is flat.
Listen, there's a lot of things that I am and am not allowed to say, Marco. I'm going to cut you off right there, so people, the you know who, don't start listening in.
And I guess we didn't land on the moon either, huh?
No, we did not.
And what about Kennedy? Was there somebody in the grassy knoll there?
Marco, stop! The NSA is going to be listening to this, and we can't reveal all the secrets.
Okay.
Okay, listen, okay. Marco, I got to wrap this up before you know who is listening to us. Is it okay if we call tall people vertically thick?
Nowadays, I don't know what kind of words I can use anymore.
Well, you know,
you get in trouble for everything nowadays.
Your friend Katie, she said that you're vertically thick.
What?
Yeah, Katie said you're pretty vertically thick, and she said we should call you. You're on with the Manny Weatherman Morning Show with Senseless Survey.
There was something funny going on.
Yeah, dude, we're not
mine.
We're not the government. We're just doing a quick prank phone call. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for answering and being a good sport about it.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
See you,
Thank you.
Bye.
It's amazing how many DMs we get from people who are receiving things from the government.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're just tuning in for the first time ever. That is not Roy working for the government. Let's be clear.
I'm saying senseless survey. But people think I'm saying census. In fact, people think I'm saying census so much, the Census Bureau reached out to us to try to shut the bit down.
That is true.
But we got something called the First Amendment, right?
We were also suspended for a day because of that.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Carlos, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You're a first-time Can't Beat Lorener.
Yes.
Let's see how you do.
Okay, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Carlos, she's putting her headphones down. She's opening up the door. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Carlos, happy 29th birthday to our favorite English redhead singer who sings songs like Thinking Out Loud and Perfect. Who are we talking about? What's his name?
Ed Sheeran.
Question two. Kobe Bryant was honored in a big way during the NBA All-Star Weekend this past weekend. It took place in the city that MJ played for the Bulls. What city is that?
Chicago.
Lady Gaga proposed to herself on Valentine's Day and reminded everyone that the only permission you need to love comes within you. What blockbuster film did she star alongside Bradley Cooper in?
Science Born.
And question four, this ABC singing competition show started back up last night featuring judges like Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie.
The Voice?
Question, what?
I missed it. I was upset. Sorry, keep going.
Did I read it wrong?
No. I missed the episode.
Gotcha, okay.
I was upset.
Kanye West teamed up with Adidas and gave away a bunch of Adidas line shoes over the weekend. What are his shoes called? Kanye's shoes are known as?
Yeezys.
All right, come on in, Carl. Lorraine, come in.
Carlos did pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
He got four correct.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Good job, Carlos.
Let's see how you do, Lorraine. Happy 29th birthday to our favorite English redhead singer known for songs like Thinking Out Loud and Perfect.
Ed Sheeran.
On to one. And Kobe Bryant was honored in a big way during the NBA All-Star Weekend this past weekend. It took place in the city where MJ played for the Bulls. What city is that?
Chicago.
2-2.
Lady Gaga proposed to herself on Valentine's Day and reminded everyone that the only permission you need to love comes within you. What blockbuster film did she star in alongside Bradley Cooper?
A Star is Born.
3-3.
This ABC singing competition show started back up last night, and Roy is upset he missed it. Features judges Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. What show is that?
American Idol.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Carlos said The Voice. It's 4-3.
The other one, Carlos.
Dang it.
That's all right. Let's see how she does with question five. Kanye West teamed up with Adidas and gave away a bunch of Adidas line shoes over the weekend. What are his shoes called?
Yeezys.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you have 66-0 wins.
Whoa. Back up to that 90 number almost.
Oh, don't make me nervous. Carlos, you know what we want to hear before we let you go today?
I'm Carlos, and I can be Loren.
Thanks for playing, Carlos.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, bud.
Have a great day, dude.
Still to come.
I like that we're not the only ones awake and working today. makes me feel like we're worth something today.
You know, Charlotte over the weekend was just gossiping about us. Everybody wanted to know who on the show got catfished. Well, we're going to reveal who that is. And let me tell you, the catfish story is unbelievable. It comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
You know, Roy, I heard on your Friday show in the afternoon when I was driving home with my daughter that...
Yeah.
Somebody on the show was going to talk about how they were accused of catfishing at 7:50 Monday.
Someone's involved in a whole catfishing scheme.
And the person who was involved in a whole catfishing scheme apparently has some facts that North Carolina is in the top list for most catfishing in the country.
All right, who is it?
Go ahead, Loren, tell everyone.
It's Nicole.
I feel like this is definitely a story that you would suspect to be from, like, Loren's Florida friends.
Yeah.
But no.
So tell us the stats first, though. So we are the catfishers?
Yeah. So I guess there's I think it's a dating website that comes out yearly, you know, those reports and stuff. And they came out with catfishing statistics, just trying to bring awareness to it and whatnot. And I was shocked because North Carolina makes the top 10 list out of all 50 states for the most catfishing done within the state.
Wow.
So,
like the most reported catfishing.
Yeah. And last year, 2019, 420,000 people
wow.
were catfished.
That seems very high to me. And yeah. I've never seen MTV film here for catfish.
My girlfriend is like the co-host now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to ask her, like, why? You're going to have to let me know when you're filming here.
What do you guys think is the number one city? Don't tell us yet.
State. This is
I'm sorry,
by
number
state.
One state.
By state. California.
You'll
Las
never
Vegas,
guess.
Nevada.
I want to go with Florida because they're weird down there.
Florida didn't even make the top 10 list.
No, we're crazy out in the open.
The catfish crazy. What is it?
Number one, Alaska.
Alaska?
Really?
Whoa. Get this.
Now, hang on. Just because they wear heavy coats doesn't mean they're hiding who they are. It's just cold up there.
Get this. But they had... almost 1 million victims.
Whoa.
I didn't even know there was 1 million people in Alaska.
Either.
I guess when it's cold, you don't want to go somewhere. You just start catfishing the person so you don't have to leave the house.
But you were right, Manny. Nevada is number two. Wisconsin, number three. Mm. Washington, number four. California, number five. Then New Mexico, Rhode Island, North Dakota, North Carolina, us at number nine, and then Arizona at number 10.
So strange, like no rhyme or reason. It's all over the map.
I've never understood the mentality of catfishing because the end game. What do you when they figure out who you are?
Right.
I've never understood a catfisher's. If you actively catfish someone, I would love it if you called into the show. It's no judgment. I just want to know why.
I don't know that there is a long game when you're catfishing someone. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you just enjoy the ride until you get busted, and then
it's
over.
I think it's a very short-lived fulfillment because I was the victim of catfishing, but not, like, I wasn't catfished. Someone catfished somebody pretending to be me.
Well, hold that story. We're going to talk about that coming up just after 8 o'clock. On how Nicole has been involved in this catfishing scheme.
We need a lot of time to unpack that.
Yeah,
Roy's
we
right.
do.
704 sent a text message and said it's those mountain folks in North Carolina that don't have much to do. That's why they catfish. And that makes sense for Alaska.
Hang on. We're not talking about real catfishing, are we? Like going out to the...
No. Think about it. Isn't like Alaska dark? Like 90% of the day?
Yeah, I think so.
So you have nothing better to do. So you just sit there on your computer and act like you're somebody else. And by the way, Loren, give a quick definition for people that might not even know, like our boss Quagmire.
Of what catfishing is?
Yeah, we'll talk about something and he'll go, well, why didn't you explain it? And we're like, because 9 out of 10 people know what Instagram is.
Yeah. I'd be like, isn't it like fly fishing? No, boss.
No, it's when you're pretending to be someone that you're not over the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so that happened to Nicole and we'll get into that just after 8. And we also got Backstreet Boys tickets at 8:20 this morning.
You better not go anywhere. It's a huge President's Day show. It's like a big sale. Don't go anywhere. Area rugs, 50% off.
Listen to the MRL Morning. Morning Show on demand, whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So producer Nicole just told us that North Carolina is number 9 in the country when it comes to catfishing incidents reported. So catfishing, for those that might not know, is when you pretend to be someone on like a dating site where like you use Loren's picture, but it's really Roy behind it.
Right. You pretend to be someone that you're not.
Yeah. And it goes on and on. And sometimes people have long-term relationships.
How?
With someone they don't know.
How do you have a long-term relationship with someone you've never met?
I think it was a lot easier. Like, now, it baffles me that it's so easy to do now, just with things like FaceTime and Instagram and stuff like that.
FaceTime had to kill the game.
Yeah, but, I mean, apparently not with this study. 420,000 people in North Carolina last year got catfished.
Number one was Alaska with over 1 million people.
Yeah, 1.1.
So you were being catfished?
Well, somebody was catfishing somebody pretending to be me.
Using your picture.
Yes.
Were they using your name too?
Using my name too.
Oh.
And here's the thing. Now this happened, I was in college when this happened. So probably about 4 years ago when Instagram and FaceTime, like they weren't as popular.
Uh-huh.
But Facebook was the big thing when I was in college. And so I just one day get this message from somebody on Facebook who is going off on me saying that, you know, you're a fake, you're a phony, you need to delete your page, that she's dating the real Nicole Weaver and like this and that. And I'm just looking at it like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So I like responded like, is this a joke? Because on Facebook, the thing about like you can't, it's really hard. I would think it's very easy to tell a fake Facebook from a real Facebook, considering I have over 1,000 tagged pictures, you know, from ranging. I've had Facebook since high school. So you have like real ugly pictures of me that I was tagged in without my consent. And then, you know, with the profile pictures, whereas if you go to a fake one, you can't upload thousands of pictures. It's usually, you know, very limited. So I get into this back and forth with her like, I'm confused. Like, why do you think that I'm the fake? So then she like sends me like saying she's going to report me this and that. Come to find out, I don't know how I had to convince her that I'm the real person, which made me mad. But come to find out, she had been online dating someone for almost 6 months.
Good God.
Someone pretending to be me. And you know, I went all FBI. I went all.
Did you find the fake account?
Yeah, no, I did. And it actually ended up being like,
is it someone you knew?
Yeah, it was someone in one of my classes.
Whoa.
And it was like, it was really sad. Like, I confronted her. I was really pissed off at the time. And turns out, like, she was struggling with some stuff. And, you know, come to find out,
what was her end game?
Her and like she was just very lonely.
Just like the interaction.
Yeah. And I had classes with her. And like the saddest thing, I wouldn't say sad, but like she told me she loved my personality and she wanted to like
have it.
I was going to say that's the scary part, that this person was like so obsessed with you from afar that they pretended to be you and have a relationship with someone else.
Yeah, it was very strange. And so I ended up like I started as like super mad. And then when I confronted her and like saw her end of it, the story actually like switched and I got upset for her.
That's even funnier, by the way, when you like go in and you're so mad at someone and then you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Like it'd start one way, like, you know what, I'm gonna tear into you, and then you're like in tears afterward.
And then like
it's so, like honking at someone and then you realize that, you know, they're not able, their car's broken down or something. You know, you're like, move it.
Yeah, so I confronted her. She
do you think that maybe this person's just really good at manipulating people and maybe she convinced you too?
No. Uh-huh. She was going through some mental stuff and she ended up like getting help and whatnot. So like super good for her. And then she ended up deleting the account and whatnot. Cause it was just Facebook, like Instagram and stuff wasn't a thing then. But about 2 months later, I get a message from the girl who confronted me, like being like, so, hey, I'm like, no.
Are we cool?
You were in a relationship with another Nicole, not me.
That's funny.
Hey, 704-570-9595. That's our number. People are texting us and calling us and giving us their catfish stories. But if you are catfished, can you call us? maybe you were someone who was on the other side too, like completely like judgment free. Just tell us, like, what was it? Were you bored? Is that why you did the catfishing on someone? Because I'm curious about it. This is someone who texted in, you guys, and said you can have a relationship with someone that you never met in person. What's your name?
Hey, this is Victor.
Turn your radio off, Victor, okay? Just listen to us.
There's a big delay, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I feel so. I'm not too sure what's the reason why. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we screen.
What do you think he's doing?
Okay, now I got it. So, yeah, I had a relationship with a friend of mine who was introduced to me.
Yeah, he's all screwed up.
Are you still listening to the radio, Victor?
Yes, I am.
No, turn it off.
Yeah, you got to turn that off because we're in the future.
Yeah. We're on a delay.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Do you think he turned it up the first time?
Now it's working?
Yeah, you turned it off,
you just
right?
talked to us through your phone, not through the radio, because there's a big delay in case you say a bad word.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that happened. I'm sorry, guys.
No, well, you're fine.
Just quick story. Yeah. I had a long time relationship with a person that I met. It was a friend of mine that I met when I was like 13. We kept in contact for a very, very long time.
Okay.
This person like became super close to me and everything. I never got to marry in person because I don't know, for one reason or another one, she just, I don't know, she never kind of wanted me. No, on the bad side, it's just because we were internet friends that I was introduced through another friend.
Well, I can maybe understand internet friends more than relationship. You know, I'm kind of friends with someone who I've never met before.
For how long?
I've known her for kind of a year. Year and a half. I don't know her, know her. We comment, we send each other messages. We met on Instagram, and she's very motivational. She does like this lifting stuff, and we talk.
Is she from here locally?
No, she's from Wisconsin. I don't know how our paths crossed, but like I don't know her, know her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right. So, but Victor had a friendship with someone for over 15 years.
You and this friend actually really spoke about deep things.
Where is she from?
Well, we're from Venezuela. And then we kind of separated ways because I had to move out of the country for, you know, economic reasons and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, but we always kept in contact until recently. She got a boyfriend and stuff and things were not the same anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of like part of my, and I also like her. So
were you sad?
Yeah, the boyfriend's okay. Quit talking to this dude online.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, okay, I understood and I respect. I just part my way from that, but it was pretty fun for a while, man.
15 years you had fun. Loren, do you not think...
And something I will probably tell my kids when they grow up, you know?
Yeah. Victor, hold on one second. Loren, do you think that Victor knew who the real person was, or was he being catfished with someone in Venezuela?
No, he said he knew them from when they were younger. Like, he's just having an online relationship with somebody. I don't think he was being catfished.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thanks, Victor, bud.
Well, we're not talking about being catfished. We're talking about how he said it's just possible to have internet friendships.
No, you're right. But Loren was given a look like the whole thing was weird. And then I thought in my head that maybe Loren was thinking that Victor was talking to someone that he didn't think he was talking to.
No.
Okay. He was just sharing that you could have a relationship with someone and never meet them.
I did, remember, and you reached out to that girl.
I did. That was so weird.
Oh, no. I forgot about that.
You used to have AOL chats growing up with some random person on the West Coast.
And you found her.
I did, and I tried to get her on the show, and she was not at first all in, and then she agreed, and then I forgot about her. So, but yeah.
Again, though, that's not catfishing. Like, you guys were both pretending to be yourselves. You just had an online relationship.
Yeah, I mean, online relationship / friendship, like, she was an athlete, and I was an athlete in high school, so we just kind of talked, and then that was it. I just thought, you're right, Roy. It was really cool at the time on AOL chat that I was talking to someone in Seattle, Washington, you know?
Instantly.
Yeah, very cool stuff. All right, thanks, everyone. And if you're one of the 400,000 that was catfished here in North Carolina, You can text us or DM us at the MRL show or 704-570-9595. Give us your story, okay? How about Boyz II Men tickets? I'm sorry, Boyz II Men.
No. Too far back.
Backstreet Boys.
That's the one I'm looking for.
All right, listen, we're going to be giving away Backstreet Boys concert tickets coming up at 5. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Warren, the Rim Morning Show. We got tickets to see Backstreet Boys at PNC Music Pavilion on September 22nd. Looking for call number 9. This is Jamie in Rock Hill. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're going to go see the Backstreet Boys. We want to play a quick game with you, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever seen them before, Jamie?
I have not.
You had them here for Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess 2017, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, okay. I missed that.
So, yeah, Leroy's right. We do want to play Did It Happen on an Airplane? Because the Delta CEO, what did he say, Loren?
He said, I think the proper thing to do, I guess, when somebody's trying to recline or wants to recline their seat is to ask if it's okay first. Now, this is after a passenger reclined her seat and then had the guy behind her punching the seat the whole flight.
Wow.
By the way, Jamie, if you've ever been on a plane before, you know that the seat, at least where I sit and coach, doesn't recline that much.
Right. Well, but it's still, like, if someone reclined, it's still in your space because, like, you might want to set up an iPad or something, and if someone reclines, you can't do that.
Yeah, but then if they recline, then you recline, so you technically have the same amount of space.
Well, so then I have to recline, because how about this? One time I was on such a janky airline, and I guess maybe my size, I'm so heavy, my recliner thing wouldn't be in place, so I was reclined the whole time. Sir, can you lock it in? I'm like, it won't lock in.
See, I get stuck in the bathroom seat where I can't recline because I've got cash with me all the time. Uh-huh. And I'm not, like, I think the seats recline for a reason. I think you should be able to recline your seat, even though I lose space being in that seat that doesn't recline.
I don't think they should even have the feature. It's not a bed.
Allegiant right, doesn't have it.
You're just traveling.
Jamie, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play the game.
All right, folks, get ready for our new game. Right. Did it happen on an airplane last week?
All right, Roy's going to read you one of the things that happened on an airplane reportedly, and you tell us yes, it happened or no, it didn't, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Roy.
A plane had to turn around and fly back home because a man on board the flight claimed to have caught the coronavirus.
Ooh. True.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Yay.
Good for you. Were you on that flight, Jamie? You seem to know a lot about it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, what about this one? A revolting passenger was caught propping his bare feet up on a window.
True.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Everybody has that on every flight.
Right, yeah.
That's common.
A Delta passenger spent the entirety of a flight with a blanket over his face because the guy sitting next to him smelled like butts. Did that happen?
True.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. This is crazy.
That surprises me.
All right, let's see.
How about this one, Roy? How about the one about Southwest down here?
There we go. Southwest Airlines lost a kid's favorite stuffed animal, so they gave him a new one. Did that happen? Do you think flight attendants have stuffed animals?
Sure, yes.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Amy knows a thing or two about flying.
Yeah.
By the way, the whole list that we had put together, everything has happened on the plane. We couldn't find a no, it didn't happen segment. All right. Congratulations, Jamie. We'll see you at the Backstreet Boys on September 22nd at the PNC Music Pavilion.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. It's hard to say the PNC Music Pavilion without sounding like you've had a couple cocktails. PNC Music Pavilion. Did you watch Dateline on Friday night, Loren?
Sure did.
It seems like America did. You see the ratings for it? It was huge.
It was huge. And I mentioned last week that I had a connection to the Dateline story. And I want to make it clear.
You're the suspect.
That I'm not the suspect. And maybe you didn't hear the story. I'll reiterate it. And I want to answer a couple DMs I got coming up in less than 10 minutes.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Wait, you sent us a text message about Dateline on Friday night.
Yeah, I missed the show because I was busy with Valentine's Day, but it had huge viewership. Like, the most viewers since, like, 2018.
And it's crazy. And yes, talking about Dateline sounds like something your parents are doing, right? I mean, who watched Dateline on Friday night?
Right. I mean, I did. But yes, before that, I couldn't tell you the last time.
Dateline's something that your parents are doing when you call and ask them for more money in your account while you're out on a Friday night. You know?
Right.
But I mentioned last week that I had a connection to the story that ran during Dateline. There's a woman named Lori Vallow Daybell and her husband, Chad, are now suspicious because two of their children are missing. And there is a weird, mysterious trail of death around them. His ex-wife is dead. Her ex-husband is dead. Her brother is dead. So I had mentioned last week during the show at some point that I had a personal connection with it. And the personal connection is that I knew Lori about 15 to 20 years ago and her brother Alex, who are both mentioned in this show and who are huge national stories right now. I do not know Chad. I didn't know Lori's husband, Charlie, who passed away. And I said last week, and I'll say it again, I'm not going to tell you guys, I don't feel comfortable putting it out there, who my connection is to this family.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very, very odd to know that at one point I hugged, high-fived, and looked in the eyes of both Lori and Alex, who are now this huge national story about, you know, did Alex kill Lori's husband not in self-defense? Was it because Lori planned it? They're doomsdayers, and they believe that they're one of how many, Loren? You watch Dateline.
It was like 144,000 that they are responsible for recruiting for the end of the world that is supposed to happen in July of this year.
So what, do they have like access to bunkers and they're just waiting for the end?
Supposedly, their bunker's in Kauai, Hawaii, which is pretty beautiful. It's a pretty beautiful bunker.
Oh, I don't know if you saw, they left Kauai now.
Oh, is that true?
Now they're in Maui.
Oh, they hopped an island?
Okay.
People were like running them off, putting up signs all around Kauai saying, where are the children?
Ooh.
And I saw another story about how maybe one of the children were spotted in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. At a concert. And with
you're
two
all
older
in.
People.
Whoa,
yeah,
hey,
I'm all in.
How is that possible? I thought for sure, unfortunately, the kids were gone.
And the 17-year-old, they think, was spotted at, I thought it was an Alan Jackson concert, but you said it wasn't.
I think it was a Trace Atkins.
Oh, maybe it was Trace Atkins. But
both phenomenal country
artists. Right.
Neither I would ever go. Trace Atkins or the other guy. Who did you say?
Alan Jackson.
If they were performing in my backyard, I'd go out my front door.
Well, I'd be front row.
Me too. But anyway, apparently the 17-year-old was spotted there with an older couple in their like 60s or 70s, and three separate couples reported it to the Missing Children's Association.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Three separate. That's a pretty big deal. I think it's interesting, Manny, that you have interacted with an accused murderer.
Totally. And I mean, Lori's got an older son, Colby, from... By the time Lori had married Charles, okay, the husband who's now dead. The husband who died. No, Charles is the one who Alex, her brother, shot in self-defense.
Right, kicked this whole thing off.
That was her fourth marriage.
Oh, jeez.
Is all of her previous husbands dead?
No, just Charles.
Okay.
And her brother and this doomsdayer, Chad Daybell. His wife is now dead, and she died of a heart attack, supposedly, but they exhumed her body. They're going to do more tests.
Yeah.
The same with Alex. But I did get a lot of DMs from people who were like, Manny, we caught the bit or the tail end of the bit, and we heard you say to watch Dateline because you knew what was going on. Can you just reiterate? And to be clear, 100% clear, I haven't talked to Alex or Lori in over 15 years. In fact, I don't even know who Tylee is, and she's 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never met Tylee. I knew Colby from the other marriage, who's now 24, and he puts videos up saying, Mom, please show us the kids.
Yeah.
But it is, I watched that last night on Friday night, and there was a couple things that were interesting, like, you know, the storage room.
I didn't know about the two attempted shootings before. I can't remember who the first person was, but there was like an attempted shooter where he thought it was a paintball gun because it had a silencer on it. And then he lived through that.
It was
Lori's
niece's husband.
Yes. But then Chad's wife had the same situation happen to her like 3 days before she actually died.
So supposedly the way the story goes, Roy, is Alex, the brother, who had spent like he'd spent nights at my apartment, Alex, mm-hmm. when I lived out in California. I'm probably saying too much, but they say that he was like Lori's soldier and would do anything for Lori mm-hmm. and Chad. And if he was pulling the shots,
and then
very scary, very very sad for the person I know.
I see, but then why would she off her right hand doer?
Don't know. He died mysteriously. Alex died mysteriously on the floor of his bathroom.
But he was married to somebody who was in their whole cult, too.
And took her last name.
Mm-hmm.
So they think in July, all this is just going to come to an end, and then they're going to be sipping margaritas.
On the other side.
On the other side. What's the Hawaiian drink? Mai Tais.
Yeah. Because they're one of the 144,000. But anyway, yeah, if you watched Dateline, just know that, yes, I had interaction 15, 20 years ago with both Alex and Lori.
But nothing recent.
Nothing recent. No. I mean, I haven't spoken. Thank you for bringing that up so that I can make it clear to the authorities and everybody as well. I know nothing.
Oh, I want you to be so questioned.
It's just so shocking. You know, it just really is. So anyway, I just wanted to add that from the highest rated Dateline. You know, because Lori is attractive. And for some reason, if you're an attractive person, it becomes a bigger story. You know, look at any of the missing people stories, right? Natalie Holloway, attractive, huge story.
Yeah, I think it's a bigger story because the guy that she's obsessed with is like a solid, solid 5 to 6. Like, he's just not pulling it in. And she's way more attractive than him.
And he's a crappy author, too, of bad books about doomsday and the end of the world.
Well, I read some of his books. It's weird.
Stop.
What?
Stop reading anything. Yeah, that's how it all starts.
If you come to work and tell us that we're part of the 144,000.
No.
I'm getting sucked into the cult.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, bold.com, this website, Loren, they put out something that says, is he really into you or are you completely delusional?
Okay.
See what you guys think about this. Like, if he texts you first, does that mean that he's into you, or are you just thinking that that's not a message at all?
So, me personally?
Yeah.
I don't think if he texts you first, it means he's that into you.
You think he needs to wait?
No, I think he could be texting multiple people first, initiating conversation.
Oh.
I trust no one. I'm the worst person to ask.
Yeah, you are the worst person to ask. Roy! actually, this article from bold.com says if he texts you first, there's still something about that. There's something there because he's probably busy and yet he took the time out to shoot you a text first. And you're rolling your eyes over there, Lorraine. You are a hopeless romantic.
I know.
You think everyone's up to no good.
Really does.
I really do.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Is he really into you or are you delusional? He revealed a lot about himself in a short amount of time.
Oh, again, I just think that he could be doing that with a lot of people.
Well, take the lot of people thing out of it, because your whole thing is that he's having a date with like 20 different people.
We live in Charlotte. They all do it.
Right.
According to bold.com, if your first conversation covered all the bases from family to the careers and like memorable dreams and cool events in their life,
I would say he's into you at that point.
That's what it says.
Okay.
If you feel a connection with the person, don't just toss it aside. Trust your own instincts. Like Loren, she doesn't trust any of her instincts.
You are guilty until proven innocent with me.
He might be into you if he tries to make you laugh. If he notices small changes, like maybe you go on a date one night, then 3 days later you get a haircut, and the first thing he says is, "Did you cut your hair?" That you would love. Because tell everyone the Dallas story.
I had cut probably 8 inches off of my hair. 3 days go by, Dallas did not notice at all. We show up to a bar with Manny, and Manny's like, oh my God, what did you do to your hair? And then all of a sudden, Dallas is like, oh, your hair. I'm like, Dallas has been like this for 3 days.
That's funny. Let's see.
And he's into me. Apparently.
You know. Bold.com says he's really into you if he friends you quickly on social media.
Yeah, I could see that. Otherwise, he might just try to hide
you. You think?
Yeah.
Mm. And then lastly, he says he asks you about your future goals and dreams. The Bold.com says that he's into you if he does that. He's looking at the future. I mean, the first date I had with Amanda years ago, we covered all the bases. Look at how happy she is now, married to me. Did you think on your first date with Sterling he was into you?
I thought maybe he was into me. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about like dreams of where we would be. In fact, I actually kind of thought it was going to be a short-lived thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because his work makes him move around so much. So I thought for sure this guy's going to be around for like 6 months and then he's out.
Did he bring that up on the first date?
Not on the first date, but through conversation. I quickly learned that he was in a moving type of a job. And I'm like, well, unless our show... And like our job is too. If we get canned, we got to go to another city.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's not going to work. But okay. Then somehow it's worked. It worked out.
Hey, there is like 20 of these things. So ladies, you can go check it out and see if he's really into you or you're delusional. We'll put it up at kiss95.1.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Give us a phone call right now. 704-570-9595. Did you give or get an unromantic gift for Valentine's Day?
It seems to be trending up as a more popular thing to do. Last week, we talked to someone who was gave someone a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but then I gave him 4 tires for his new car.
That's not romantic.
No, that's birthday or Christmas.
Yeah, it might be necessity, though. I don't know. See, I feel like I may have done this Valentine's Day.
What'd you do?
I thought it was a good gift. But it just might not be related to Valentine's Day. So for Christmas, Dallas got a big green egg, and it's
like a big smoker.
Yeah, it's like a grill.
Yeah.
But it's like the gift that keeps on giving for me because it's so easy to buy him gifts now. I can just get him all the accessories for the grill.
Yeah, get him all the meat that you want cooked, too.
Right.
Happy birthday. Here's some chicken that you can put on the cooker.
Right. It's kind of like a dual thing for both of us. So I ended up getting him, they're called igniters, and it's just like, it's the big flame thrower thing that you need to light the bottom of the grill.
Okay.
Well, I got him that for Valentine's Day. And now that I'm thinking back on that, I'm like, ooh, maybe that's not such a romantic gift.
It's not.
But what if I didn't do this in my card, but hypothetically, if I twisted this and said, will you light my fire?
No.
So I decided to get you the igniter.
No.
Yeah, baby, you light my fire. That's right. Why you got the igniter. Roy says it's a reach.
No, it is a reach. Because what if I give someone an iPhone and I'm like, I love the way your fingers touch my screen. Here's, I don't know. Like, you could find any way. What?
Nicole
is doing right here. I'm just saying you can make anything sound dirty and romantic.
But it is a lighter, essentially.
But when did Valentine's Day become Christmas or birthdays? I mean, you're supposed to do the roses or maybe a nice romantic, you know, getaway. That's something that would be good for you. Why don't you gift him the trip to Barcelona on Valentine's
We're
Day?
We're already doing that.
The trip to Barcelona.
But you know
We're
what I mean?
Already like, doing that.
It's easy for you guys. You just get us flowers and chocolates and like call it a day. And a card, and we're happy as clams. Like,
guys are much more difficult to buy for. Like, Sterling's not a roses guy either.
Right.
So
like, what would I have gotten Dallas that would have been romantic?
You really don't have to go that far. I mean, just say, like, hey, I got us a couples massage, or maybe we're going to go out to dinner, or here's a card, babe, and some candy. I mean, he likes candy. Mm. Doesn't he dip?
He likes dinner.
Doesn't he like fun dip?
No.
704-570-9595. We know you're out there. We know the people who either got or gave someone a gift that's not quote-unquote considered romantic was a thing. It's on the rise. It's got to be.
We got a text message from 704 that says, I gave my boyfriend a protein shake bottle, and he gave me a shirt from a cat cafe.
Like, why?
Maybe those are their favorite things, though. Like, maybe she loves cats.
Yeah. Right, like I guess if there was something majorly sentimental about the like how it reminded me of the first time we did this, I could maybe see that.
All right, let's go back to the couple who gave the MacBook Pro and the 4 tires. Do you think somewhere along the line, like in November, she said, I quote, would love to have a MacBook Pro. And then at some point he makes a mental note. Okay. Forget Christmas. For Valentine's Day, she's getting the MacBook Pro. You know what I mean? And then he goes, hey, I remember you saying you really would love this. And love being the keyword. I don't know. It just doesn't match, y'all.
I don't know either. But if he got her that for Valentine's Day, the MacBook Pro, I can only imagine what he got her for Christmas. Right?
I know. Like, Christmas has to be better than the Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah. 704 texted back in and said the Cat Cafe was where we went on our first date.
Okay, so then that makes sense to me.
I will say this.
I truly don't care. I want a new grill and a lawnmower and some patio furniture. So if Sterling wants to start buying things, go right ahead.
Right. You don't care if it's for Valentine's Day or not.
That's what I want.
You're so suburban now.
That's what I want. I need a weed eater. Come on.
Nicole, somebody sent us a Facebook message about this.
Yeah, we got a Facebook message from Susan saying, I'm the champ this year. My husband's company is moving from a dump of a location to a much nicer place. And he's getting a nice office with new furniture. I got him stuff for his desk, like a pen holder, phone stand, and his favorite pens. That was all a Valentine's Day gift.
Okay.
I mean, there's a reason.
Isn't it weird that I'm okay with that more than the MacBook? I don't know why.
Because it's smaller and it seems more appropriate for Valentine's Day.
And it's timely.
Yeah. Somebody just texted in and said, I gave money for Valentine's Day.
So I did a card.
He's a sugar daddy.
Is
he don't
legal?
Know it.
Right.
I did a card for my wife of almost 10 years and candy, like her favorite candy. That was her present because that's what you do on Valentine's Day. The little hearts. Hey, are those red cinnamon hearts still a thing? Remember those?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, those are good.
I like the chalk hearts and nobody likes those.
All right, keep them coming. Let us know about the unromantic gifts that you gave each other for Valentine's Day. You can text us 704-570-9595. I'll also, read a bunch of these on the Rap Party podcast, which will go up in about an hour from now. Okay?
Yep.
Roy, what time are you on until today?
I think I'm on until 7:30. It's a huge Roy day.
So Cameron comes on next.
She comes on until 3, and then I take the airwaves because I love working, and I'm going to be on until 7:30. Yep. Yeah, I do love being on the radio.
He's going to take a little break and come back.
Yeah, a little cat nap.
People say they do love driving into work with Roy and driving home from work with Roy.
Right.
He's also accepting Valentine's Day gifts in the way of leaf blowers, lawnmowers, and
patio fertilizer.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.